Hey, Supernatural Explorers, welcome to episode 13, which is part 2 of Vortexes, Portals, and Padre Pio. If you're just joining us, please go back and listen to episode 12, or you're not going to know a lot of what we're talking about. We're going to find out if the vortex that we created in conjunction with Padre Pio, his vortex, along with the Montana vortex, if those two together, under the supervision of Padre Pio himself, has taken hold at Amy's Land, an energetically funky place that had the feeling of a massacre happen there, horrible things of the past, went to neutral. We'll see if the vortex is held. And we're also going to follow up with some old friends and see how they're doing. Yeah. So without any further ado, let's go in. How's it going, everyone? I'm very happy to be back and doing part 2 of Vortexes, Portals, Places of Power, and Padre Pio. I'm going to pull up my notes here, all professional-like. Created a rough outline. Here we go. Keep me on task. In this episode, we are going to revisit with our friend Elise, who reached out to us and we worked on. And we're going to see how she's doing. I'm going to guess she's doing well. I'm not going to look back. I can't even remember what I said. It's been a few days. Then from a few episodes ago, we're going to visit Mama Cass and friends. I'm going to check on them, make sure they're doing all right. And then one of the main focuses of last episode, we're going to visit Amy's Land. And of course, first we'll visit Amy and her mom, Erin, and see how they're doing. And then we'll check on Amy's Land. Well, together with the Montana Vortex and Padre Pio, if you're following along. It's fun to hear myself say these words and know I believe them 100%. Very magical. So, together with the energy from the Montana Vortex and Padre Pio, which you can feel his, I'm going to call it a vortex, at the National Center for Padre Pio in Bardo, PA, in Berks County. And I talked about that last episode and how that center came to be through a miracle and through Padre Pio and through all things good and divine. So the Montana Vortex, the National Center for Padre Pio, we're going to merge with both of those and check on Amy's Land. And if it needs a little amping up, we'll amp it up. My guess in advance, whatever we did last time was set in motion and being overseen, and I imagine it's going to be more amped up than last time. But I never did this before. I could be totally wrong. I like to make guesses. Yeah, why can't I make guesses? I'll tell you if I'm wrong. That's fun. But I think they're educated guesses. It's based on what I'm feeling. Amy's Land, you go back episodes. I wasn't calling it Amy's Land. Erin had reached out about her and her daughter Amy, and in working on them, Erin had asked me to check on the house, Amy's house, home, maybe it's an apartment. Checked on her home, didn't feel much at the home if I remember, but then I was, without even thinking about it, brought to the land below the home. And that felt off. And my super intuitive friend Marie, I asked her, I'm like, hey, I'm checking out this place and I'm feeling a certain thing. And I didn't tell her what I felt, and I asked her what she felt. And yeah, we both came up individually at the same time. In corresponding through WhatsApp, came up with, this is heavy, massacre? Definitely the massacre type vibe. Something bad went down there. What would make a massacre? To me, a massacre would be if a family lived on the land and they were killed for some horrible reason. That would be a massacre to me. Family being killed on the land. That would be enough to me to set the energy of the land that way. So we both felt that. And it went from that energy, heavy, off balance, to I think in 2 visits went to neutral. And then we took the Montana Vortex, the energy pattern of that, together with the vortex at the National Center for Padre Pio in the small chapel there. I can't say it's everywhere on the land, but I haven't been everywhere on the land. But definitively in the first and second row of the small chapel that's got the statue of Padre Pio in it, you sit and meditate in those rows, and I bet you nothing, but I I bet you friendly-wise that you will feel something. That is undeniable. Okay, those two vortexes, we'll take the template for those, go to Amy's LAN if, as needed, and we're going to go visit Norni. Norni was in the Signs from the Afterlife episode. Norni was featured in that. It's my 100-year-old grandmother who recently crossed over when she as I said in another episode, she didn't really believe in heaven. She wasn't, or she was very unsure to the point of not believing. And she went to church her entire life. I've met people who were there before. They believe enough to go to church and to pray and to do everything right, but sometimes they miss, like, and heaven's real too? Nah, that's too much. It's too much. So Noni's energy was all amped up the first time I came across her. I think it was the night of the day she crossed. And yeah, she was like, what? This is real? I didn't hear those words, but that's exactly what her energy was saying. And they couldn't let her roam free, angels, guardian angels, whatever kind of transitionary process happens over there. And I'm sure it's different for everyone. She was amped up. She had a chill. Take a chill pill. Yes, this is real. Calm down. It's good. We can't have you going in there all crazy. Acclimate. Realize this. It is what it is. And yes, you're here. And then when you're all chilled out and you absorbed it all, like, yeah, go free. Run around. Have fun. And then the next time following that, I checked on her. She seemed like she was intentionally staying more. As if she had realized, like, oh, this is who I really am. This is what my spirit really is. This is all the knowledge I'm tapped into and the power I'm tapped into. She could have went out and I felt the sense she was sitting and absorbing it and saying, no, if this is all the energy that's available to me, I don't want to just run out now just because I'm excited and I got here. I want to acclimate more of this, sit with more of this. And that was cool. I looked at my Norni in a whole different light when I saw that. Like, go Norni. And then she's becoming to my friend Marie in dreams and in, I think she was listening to a podcast maybe, and there was a chat going on about it or something like that. And she was mostly listening, but then when she looked up, she happened to look up. Somebody randomly had typed Norni. Like, and it was the only time she looked up. Come on. Marie's very tapped in. And then Norni didn't know Marie. And Marie didn't know Norni. They know each other now. And Norni's knocking on the door, so since Norni doesn't know Marie, Norni's knocking on Marie's door to say, tell my grandson to come visit me again. So we're going to go visit Norni. And that'll be tonight's show. All light and good stuff. Future shows, I'll give you a heads up. The heads up will probably be the title, but in the description and definitely in the intro, I'll give you the heads up on episodes where we're going to be facing some darker things. By necessity, we have to face the darker things. We have to see what we can do to help things when we face those darker things. But this episode, sit back, relax, enjoy. It's all, I believe, going to be light stuff. Because it's all stuff we visited before and it was all good when we left it last. Here we go. Let's go see how Elise is doing. I don't want to remember. Yeah, if you need to know how Elise is doing, please, I'm sorry, go back to their last episode. If I have to recall the information, I feel like that taints what I'm going to do or has the possibility of. I just want to be clear, go in blank slate and just see what I feel. All right. See how Elise is doing. Ah, my curious mind's like, what did you feel last time? It's funny. This is just what I feel this time. You know what? I came up with these descriptors, these points, and I want to test them out. Guidelines? I don't know what the right word I'm looking for it is, but you'll know what I'm looking for when I get there. So when I come across energy, I want to look at it and I'll come up with an acronym. But for now, it's size, strength, balance, flow, and charge. Size, strength, balance, flow, and charge. And let's see if these are all necessary or enough or too many. A size of our energy, me and her feel like energetically we're the same exact size. I feel her energy inside my body fully. Not inside it like she's smaller or greater than me like she's bigger. We feel samesies. All right, strength. So how does that differ? So size, the size of me, strength. How would I describe? Strength is almost related to like how heavy I feel the energy within me. Okay, yeah, that's a good strength, heaviness. But I want to call it strength because the more energy feels heavy in me, the more it is influencing my energy. And that is a stronger energy. a very light energy isn't going to shake me, even if it's jumping up and down and trying to shake me. But a heavy energy, a really strong energy, can move slightly and move me a lot. So strength speaks to kind of heaviness, but strength and heaviness, I'll use them interchangeably. The strength of our energy, I'm going to give it, it's not moving, it's balanced, but if it did move, it's got pretty good force behind it. 0 to 10, 6. 6, strength of a 6. Besides giving it a number designation. And it feels uniformly distributed. Her energy feels uniformly distributed head to toe, with the exception of the fact that I feel more of it in my feet and grounding, which is wonderful. I know she went through a little bit of a transformation the last episode, and if this is where she's holding her energy now, pretty balanced, strong throughout, with a bit more of it in the grounding, I'd want to be that if I just went through some. I'm balanced, I'm strong, but I got enough grounding in, just feels right. So her energy feels very good. So strength, 6 out of 10. Balance is, yeah, that's definitely different than all the other things I'm feeling. I don't feel it swaying to the right or the left or anything like balance. Yeah, balance speaks to that. Kind of almost, yeah, in three dimensions, forward, back, right to left. How much is the energy swaying within me? And it's not zero. It's not forward, back, right, left, swirling around. So I feel totally balanced. Flow. Flow speaks more to if the energy's swirling around in some way or moving in an in and out fashion, up and down fashion. Remember Weeble Wobbles? That speaks to balance. You, as much as you go to the left, you go to the right, front, back. That's not a flow. That's a, oh, I'm over here. Oh, sure, I'm over here now. Flow speaks to, yeah, a current, a stream. Yeah, I don't feel a lot of flow. And that's, if you just went through a transition and you're acclimating to something new, it's best to keep the flow low, because that's easy to balance everything then. So the flow is, it's not flowing, but it's so subtle. I give it a 1 on a 0 to 10. 10 being a lot of flow, 1 being not a lot of flow. So I don't know if this is her intuition, her spirit, something kicking in, or if she's holding herself intentionally this way. She feels very good. I don't know what I meant by charge when I wrote this list. So charge? Do I feel a positive and negative charge? Oh, I know what charge I think speaks to. How much it's responding to my energy. I don't know if there's a better word for that. Let's go with charge for now. If I feel our energies pulling on each other in some way or repelling some way, or something, like if it's, anything's keeping the emergence from happening, the help from coming in and allowing it to affect or just check out or check in on, then there would be some kind of charge. If it was looking for help sooner than we got there, then the charge might feel like it's sucking us in, like, yeah, help, come here. If it's unwanted, if any help's unwanted, the charge might feel, it'd be repelling. I don't need you. So the charge feels neutral to me. It's not, we weren't sucked in by any means. Everything was like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Good. How you doing? Very chill, very organic. So no charge. So those things make sense. I don't know if I need to have more designations, but I'm going to try and everything I speak about in terms of size, strength, balance, flow, charge. That's how I can get more descriptive. I was listening back into some prior episodes. I think I said very a lot. I said powerful, very powerful. I need more descriptors and I explain everything, what I'm feeling. And why when I put all these things together, it used to just come out to me as like a message, like a download. But then if we take a step back, two steps back, and dissect it all, it's like, oh, that's why you say that. Because the size is this, the strength is this, the balance, the flow, the charge, or all that. And because of all those things, that's why you say that. Which is helpful for me too. So this is great. Elise feels great. I'm going to edit these and get these off to her as soon as possible, because I am grateful that she reached out to me and we got to work with her. Now we're going to go on to Mama Cass and Friends. Yeah, I think when I left them last, I know I checked on them another time and I didn't record it. I don't always do a show. I checked on them another time and they all felt good. But let's check on them again, because so I can give you guys the update. Mama Cass and Friends. Let's check out Mama Cass first. Thank you. I don't know if Mama Cass has been putting the work in or if just thinking about things. I'm going to bet she's putting the work in. Her energy, I remember now from a previous time, was very much in her legs. And now I feel like her energy is up and down her spine, like she's doing some very active work. A lot of energy in the spine. I feel like when you're trying to advance, grow spiritually, at times you can be centered in certain areas. Like, it's not far stretched to think about having your energy concentrated in your heart for a while as part of your whatever work you're doing. So I feel like a lot of her energy is up and down her spine. And from what I know, I think that's where the chakras resonate from. Maybe the heart one's more central to the heart, but I feel like the rest of the chakras are kind of, the energy centers are kind of located along the spine. I feel like most of her energy is in her spine. For somebody who is into yoga, but limited things I know about yoga, even though my wife Jen's a yoga instructor, I'm going to guess Kundalini yoga would probably be great for this, for what's going on. But it feels, let's go through guidelines. Okay. Size. All right. I can feel her the size of me. Sure, energy feels the size of me. With most of it, the energy being up and down her spine. Strength. 5. The strength of a 5. Like, strong enough where if I totally tune into it, I can feel it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can feel it. It's not going to knock me on my feet, but it's definitely not nothing. So it's a very strong energy in her spine. Balance. Yeah, wah, wah, wah would speak to that kind of balance. Probably even slower than that. So very, very balanced. 0 to 10. 10 being very balanced. 0 being not balanced. I'd give this a 9. A 10's perfect and a 9's not bad. It's, hey, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling the work being done. I'm feeling the energy. Yeah, because if things are perfectly balanced, it's sometimes hard to feel that work is being done. Slightly off balance gives this sense of more happening, more being done. Flow. I don't feel a lot of flow, maybe very, very subtle flows up and down. Almost like imagine a pretty large fish tank with nothing in it. And you're looking at it, and you see a little bubble just kind of come out of nowhere and float up where you almost don't see it. Like that kind of energy, very subtle, not a lot, flowing up and down. Charge, not being pulled in or repelled in any way. So the charge feels neutral. Very solid. Wow. Kundalini rising comes to mind if she hasn't had one. I imagine she probably will have one. Kundalini rising. Some people might experience that as vertigo. Why'd I get vertigo? I never got vertigo before. But the more you can tune into your energy, and I'm not saying that everyone who has vertigo had a Kundalini rising experience. I've had these experiences, and I'm telling you, I had them after I already learned Reiki. So when they happened, I experienced them energetically. But I can totally tell if I wasn't in touch with my energy and I was going to feel that experience physically, probably feel a whole lot like vertigo. Like, what is this sudden surge of energy that I have no idea how to balance? Like that. I would recommend that this time that Mama Cass stay as balanced as she can, doing great, energy feels great, all that potential energy that was in her legs now feels unleashed and is populating and firing off in her spine in a very strong, balanced way. Good job, Mama Cass. All right, I had to jump in here because we're talking about vertigo, Kundalini, and fortunately, I just had a vertigo experience. And I say fortunately because I haven't had a vertigo experience probably in almost 30 years, I want to say. And I'm glad I had one now because when I had
my first vertigo experience. I don't think I even knew about Vertigo. Probably thought of it as an Alfred Hitchcock movie. Didn't know it was some kind of disorder. I remember being at my girlfriend's house at the time. Maybe we fell asleep on the couch watching the movie. I got up to go home, and when I got up, I felt like everything was sideways. I knew I was standing up straight, but it felt like I was standing sideways. And I remember feeling really weird when I got up. And then as I was walking up the stairs, I kept walking into the wall. I was standing upright, but my whole being, my whole equilibrium was leaning way off to the right. And I just kept walking into the wall. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? I don't even know what's going on. And quickly realized what I was having was vertigo. I remember going to the doctor. I think it lasted for like 2 weeks. The only thing to help me, couldn't move my head. As long as I did not move my head, that's the only thing that helped, and I just had to wait for it to go away. Then I maybe had a mild-ish another episode a couple of years after that. And then I never had it back again. And early 20s in my life, I didn't have a clue about much. I was reading spiritual stuff, trying to get a clue, trying to gain more, any self-awareness actually. Trying to gain self-awareness, trying to learn about myself. Just felt like a non-self-aware, clueless, early 20-something-year-old. Getting vertigo and not even having a clue about that. Fast forward to today, I'm very self-aware, very much in touch with myself as energy. I'd say almost more than physical. I always look to the energetical first. And during the time, probably right after I became a Reiki master, having my first Kundalini rising experience, which I said, if I wasn't experiencing myself energetically then, probably would have felt a lot like a vertigo experience. I surmised that. Well, I just had a vertigo experience, and I think I have some more insights into vertigo. I believe, is my hypothesis from my own personal experiences, that vertigo is your consciousness, your being, expanding out into your spirit more, getting in touch with your spirit more on a certain level. It's definitely an expansive thing. And I'll tell you why I say that. I come up with this analogy. You ever been drunk and gotten the bed spins? You drink a little too much, you lay down, you kind of feel like you're half out of your body, the room's spinning around. That's an expansive experience in a way. It's like you are losing a connection with your physical body. You're feeling yourself as a spirit and the connection. I'll tell you exactly what I think happens. Because you're feeling yourself as a spirit and you're feeling that in contrast to what you just did to your physical body, which if you're feeling that was not good, that contrast, because spiritually you can still be pretty okay if you disconnect from your body and your body's messed up. But to the point that you're still connected with your body, the difference between an otherwise balanced spirit feeling what your physical energy feels like, that difference creates the spin. I 100% believe that that's what's going on there. Your spirit getting a view of your body while still being connected to the body and the contrast of that. Feeling your spirit is an expansive experience in that instance, but it's a sucky expansive experience because you're still connected to your body and you've abused your body to a certain degree and you're feeling the effects of it. Vertigo to me feels a lot like that. You don't have as much of the I'm outside of my body feeling. You're unfortunately still very much in your body, but it's still that, whoa, everything's off balance kind of thing. All right, how do I put all these pieces together? So what I think what happens with vertigo is you're not used to feeling yourself to a certain degree as spirit. And when you do that, it's disorienting because you're used to feeling yourself as physical. And to the degree that it's disorienting, to the degree that you've expanded out a little bit from what you used to, gives you that spinny feeling. And so when you have a Kundalini rising experience, that's an expansive experience, and the energy comes up from your root chakra, rises up. It's like releasing. I think of a Kundalini rising experience almost as like a spiritual atomic bomb going off on you. It's a gigantic release and surges of energy coming up from your root, up through your spine and out through your crown, and like exploding out through your crown, like ball. That amount of energy releasing and expanding, and the way it expands out your crown and into your spirit and all that, that can be very disorienting if you don't know what's going on. And if you're not in touch with your spirit and your energy and you're just feeling that physically, I imagine that would create a vertigo-y or bed spin type of feeling. I hope this is all making sense. It made sense to me the other day. I experience myself as mostly energy now, feel myself as energy, feel things as energy. I had a very expansive meditation the night before where I went to bed feeling really like, yeah, that was cool. When I woke up in the morning, I woke up feeling vertigo, waking up, still drowsy. I went to get out of bed, and when I went to get out of bed, I hit the wall because I felt my equilibrium was shifted way off to the right, the way I felt when I was in my early 20s. Same exact thing. I wasn't fully awake yet. That woke me up. I'm like, wow, vertigo. Very small part of me was like, this sucks, I have vertigo. But most of me was excited because I was like, I have vertigo. I can test my theories and what I think about vertigo. I believe vertigo is an energetic spiritual thing. Would have been a horrible way to go about my day if I didn't know what I was doing. I sat on the edge of my bed and I grounded myself and centered myself. Connected with myself, I sat perfectly still. If I wasn't perfectly still, I still would have been prone to feeling the contrast between my spirit, my energy, my physical body, and whatever goes on physically to make you feel vertigo. I'm sure it has something to do with equilibrium, your ears, or something like that. Sat on the edge of my bed still, centered my energy, balanced my energy, and grounded myself. Because if it's an expansive experience that tends to want to go up and out through your crown, I sent the energy the opposite way, centered and grounded and imagined roots going into the ground, into the earth, and my energy going into the roots and populating below instead of where it was, where I had the expansive experience where I went to bed and woke up with my energy above, way above what I'm used to, that I felt vertigo-y. That whole thing took 10 seconds sitting on the edge of my bed. Stood up, it's fine, nothing else. My advice to anybody who experiences vertigo a lot, learn about energy work. Practice visualization exercises that are grounding. My wife, Jen, who's taking Ayurvedics now, would probably recommend eat root vegetables. Eat grounding foods. So, hope that was meaningful for some of you. It was definitely meaningful for me. I was never worried about vertigo once I learned about energy work. And now that I had a small bout of vertigo, I'm not worried about vertigo at all. I know it's an energetic, spiritual, in contrast to your body kind of thing. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the show. All right. I should just copy these guidelines. I'm going between notes. The more buttons I press, the more something can happen. Because I record and do everything on my phone. My notes are on my phone's everything, really, when it comes to doing this stuff. All right, I'm going to check on a friend's. I'm not going to report on a friend's because this kind of thing, without people's permission, I don't want to talk about people that I don't have their permission to talk about them. If I'm talking about a spirit that's passed on, I'll know when I'm connecting with their spirit if they're saying no. Someone that's in spirit, an entity that's in spirit, and our spirits can merge, or our spirits can at least communicate, then I can know yes or no. In that, I'll say just moving forward, I feel like I get consent to talk about it, because everybody, everything should be respected. But for living, incarnate human beings, I don't want to talk about them unless I have their permission. Not in an energetical way, in a I'm telling what their energy field is way. That's personal, that's private. That seems like a good code of ethics. Okay, so let me check Mama Cass's friends, just to make sure they're okay. Okay, we checked on Mama Cass's friends. I'll just make a general statement. Everybody feels pretty good.
And as a general statement, everyone can always benefit from more things that balance them in their lives, generally. It's just a general statement true for anybody. Whatever daily practice that helps you to feel more balanced, whatever that is, doesn't have to be spiritual. Can be work on building models for an hour every night, and that brings you peace. I don't care what it is. Models. Do people still do models? I grew up in the 70s. I was a kid. That seemed like a thing. Larry's Hobbies. Go get a model. Put it together. Whatever brings you your balance and your happiness, everyone can benefit from that more. Well, Mama Cass feels great, and her friends feel pretty good. Oh, okay. Now let's check in on Amy Erin. Then we're going to do Amy's land first. And if it needs, well, either way, we're going to visit the Montana Vortex and Padre Pio's Vortex in PA. We're definitely visiting both of those. Because that's just fun, the icing on the cake at the end of the show. And or if we need to get the template from them again, get like, all right, this is the energy that's vortexy and positive, and we need to take that to Amy's land, we'll do that. My guess is, again, no. Hope Amy and Aaron are doing well, and Amy's land is vortexy in a super positive way. Here we go, Amy first. I don't get a lot of mind's eye visuals, but I got a mind's eye visual of a girl doing tree pose and nailing it. Tree pose is, sorry if I'm getting it wrong, I think one leg on the ground, the other leg kind of up and with your foot against your knee, so coming out as an angle. And then standing upright with your hands in prayer in front of you, all super posture-y and upright. I think that's tree pose. Probably never described like that before. The size of her energy. Feels the size of me. I'm 5'8", by the way. Probably getting smaller every year, but let's call me 5'8 for now. Strength. I like the strength because the strength is like 2'3", so the strength feels soft. Good size, good strength, and of course being balanced. Like, totally. No right, lefty, front, forward. Like, perfect tree pose. If I was a yoga instructor, I'd look over and go, you're nailing that tree pose, Amy. Anyway, the foot balance is good. The flow. She's got to be spiritually tapped in some way. Believes in something greater than herself. And is tapped into it. I feel like I felt the flow, but it was a light flow. So I couldn't feel the flow. Yeah, why'd I say feel? That's interesting. I saw light, but wow. First time in recollection that I remember seeing and subtly feeling light. We'll have to examine that more as that goes on. I've formally only ever seen light before. Not seen and felt light. It was very subtle, but I did say feel, and then I'm like, why am I saying feel about light? As if I made an error, but now I'm realizing I did feel it a little bit. But light's flowing through you in a light way, in a subtle way, that's never a bad thing. And charge. Neutral charge. But it's so, the energy feels lovely, so it's, I'd say, more of a little bit of positive negative. I'm going to have to find a better way to talk about charge, but negative isn't bad. You could say positive is the giving and the negative is the receiving. For electricity to move through a line, however electricity works, I imagine it's negative giving to positive, given to negative, something like that. There's a negative and positive involved in a way that is giving and that it flows, in a way that it's exchanging that it flows. So positive and negative isn't a bad thing. Okay. Amy's good, but I think she was good last time, if I remember correctly, but she's even better now. Erin. Let's check in on Erin. Erin feels good, but cautiously good. All right, those are the words. Let's see how, when we look at her size, strength, balance, flow, and charge of her energy, her spirit, how looking at that makes sense of what I just said. Size. Feels the size of me. strength. 3, 4, somewhere like that. That's how heavy, how much I feel the energy in my body. I'm on a scale of 0 to 10. 3, 4 is like, that's medicine ball-y in strength. Somebody who can move a medicine ball with a slight struggle or with a slight ease, that's the strength, that kind of strength. Balance. Feels balanced. I don't want to get into the 0.5, so let's just say on a scale of 0 to 10, it's a 9. 9 in balance. That's good. That's solid. Flow. Yeah, I guess this is where my concern is. The flow is 0. So it's being held. If you have to stop your flow to hold your balance, then you got to stop your flow. But everything flows, so you flow can only be stopped for so long. You can only dam up a dam for so long before the dam breaks or the water flows over the dam. So you want a little bit of a flow. Hopefully we can get it there. And charge, neutral. Neutral charge. Don't feel any pulling or repelling. Just neutral. We can offer assistance on the flow and see if that does anything, because everything else feels good. Nope. I feel like I've gotten this with Aaron before. Thanks, but I got it. So I'm definitely going to reach out to her tomorrow, see how she's doing. Okay, let's do Amy's Land. Let's see how Amy's Land is currently. I'm very happy to report a successful. I've definitely never said these words before in any context or way. I feel like a vortex has been successfully created. Let's see if we can do the same categories with vortexes. So Amy's Land feels golden. Size, up to the sky. When stuff reaches further than my room and maybe like my meditation tree and goes beyond that size, I lose the ability to measure it. So size, I just came up with another one. Within size is shape too, right? Because now that we're outside my body, what shape does it have? I love it. It's almost like when you go to a temple and there's columns going way up and then there's the roof of the temple. Shape feels like a column. Strength, 8. I mean, if you took all the energy that I felt and it wasn't reaching into the sky and I just compacted it down to the size of my body, yeah, I would definitely give it a 10. But it's hard to feel something over such a large span and then rate it accurately. I'm not used to being stretched, Armstrong, stretched high up into the sky in a energetic way. It's an awkward feeling. All right, balance. Yeah, it's a vortex. It's balanced. Flow. Oh, how do I? Come on, people. How am I supposed to describe this? And this is very difficult to describe. Because at first I was going to say, I don't feel a lot of flow. On the level of subtlety that I felt the size, shape, strength, balance, I didn't feel a lot of flow. That's like looking at anything and being, oh, that's not moving. Meanwhile, electrons are flying all over the place when you look at a solid object. So to certain levels, I don't feel flow in the traditional sense. I know why it's hard. If you can see something moving, it's easy to tell flow. If you can feel something moving, like you're standing in a river, it's easy to tell flow. So if you see something moving, like it was over here and now it's over there, and now it's over there, that's easy to tell the flow of how it got, what direction it took, how fast it's moving. If you're standing in something and you feel flow, if you feel stuff coming by you, standing in a river, you feel the water coming by you, or if you're in a meditative state, you can feel energy flowing through you like water flowing through things. But when you're dealing with light, how can you tell flow? Unless there's specks of dust that are moving as fast as the light, or slow enough that you could see them, but still fast to indicate flow. It's hard to see the flow of light without an occasional something passing by in it. So, wow, we're learning a lot about light tonight. A lot of new things about light. I just got a jokey thing in my head. Vortex brought to you by Padre Pio. Almost like an ad. Try Padre Pio. He makes great vortexes. And yeah, I was talking about him last episode. He seemed like a lighthearted, serious when it came to serious stuff, but otherwise appreciated that the more spiritual you are, the more you should be jovial and laugh. And so it's funny that that image would come to me. But in all seriousness, I got to download the message to let Amy know whatever changes occurred in her land are compliments of Padre Pio. Still working his miracles from the other side. So flow, it's a flow of light. Light may look like it's still, but how fast is light moving? Everyone? The speed of light. But hard to discern, feel, even see. But light is light. Shows itself in its brightness. Brightness. Wow. Just when you think there aren't that many descriptors. All right, let's try out brightness. I got to turn my phone off because it's so bright in my face. All right. Now I got the lingering negative image of the phone in my brain. So I'm not turning my phone back on. Let's go with, I think it was polarity. If it wasn't polarity, I'm going to change it to polarity because I like that. We're both kind of polar neutral. Nobody's pulling on anybody. Nobody's pushing anybody away. The lights went away in my actual closed eyes, that negative light from the phone. So let me now reconnect with Amy's land, the vortex, and see if I can describe the lightness. How do you describe lightness? I'm sitting in the dark. All right. I can feel the column. I can see the column as light, but it's subtle. So then how do I describe that? Let's describe things in terms of a dark room with a watt bulb. It's just the column is lit up, not the whole room. You know what a 4-watt bulb would look like? Not a 100-watt bulb, not lighting up the whole room. 4 watts. So it's just a subtle... It's a kind of a subtle, what speaks to the subtleness of it? The size is big, the shape is big. I guess because the strength wasn't overwhelming, because it wasn't flowing, so I wasn't pushing anything around. Or the flow was light. What does light push around? Doesn't light just comes through, undisruptive. Felt very balanced. Oh, charge, what did I call it, polarity? I think I like polarity. And the brightness of a 4-watt bulb. You're trying out your first vortex because you're new to them. This is the one for you. This is a 4-watt vortex. It's, can we sell you on a 4-watt vortex? Yeah, there's other ones, but this one will work for you. It's a nice vortex. Hopefully, Amy is experiencing the benefits of that. We'll do periodic check-ins, and then if I ever hear any update on Amy's health issues, which are hopefully cease to become issues. This is a fact. She didn't have these issues. She moved somewhere and then she had these issues. You cannot say that moving there caused the issues, but you can't say they didn't. And so if her land being balanced now with a nice light vortex of subtle energy, and then she goes on not to have issues, that speaks to some kind of correlation too. And you'd have to decide what that means for you. But I'll give you updates as they happen. Now for fun, let's go to the Montana vortex. Nah, I gotta, you know what, Padre Pio. Padre Pio helped in large part for the vortex here. I know the Montana vortex is a moth too, but I don't have a name to attribute to the Montana vortex. I'll see if I can get one. Because again, I think vortexes, yeah, well, they can be energetic in nature, strictly speaking. There's a lot of crystals under the surface and a lot of magnetic fields and electrostatic, blah, blah, blah. Like, and all the scientific stuff that even supernatural, paranormal people would say, yeah, that's the science behind this paranormal stuff, that everyone would agree, all the science terms. In addition to that, I think a vortex is held open by spirits, entities, the unseen, to give us helping hands, help us out. I think that's my working theory from my personal experiences. And so I think in part they're held by spirits who want to help. So I didn't ask the last time, but I'm going to try, if there's a spirit responsible for the Montana vortex being held open, why not, while we're there, ask to be connected with that spirit? And I'll tell you what I feel there too. That's a fun bonus. National Center for Padre Pio. Let's go meet with Padre Pio and thank him. Going to the vortex. First and second rows, the little chapel. Bardo, Pennsylvania. From a distance. Ringing in the ears is always a nice addition. To see light and to have ringing, that's a very comforting and instantly makes me feel very grateful. Yes. I feel like we're all thanking each other, which is nice. I came in to connect and be thankful, and I feel like everyone's like, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what it feels like. It's a nice environment to be in. Everyone does their part. Everyone works together and does their part, even if we don't understand what our part is. It's nice. If you live within an hour or you're swinging by the area, you have to go to that chapel, people. I'm telling you. And then let me know. You were right, or I didn't feel anything. And my friend Devlin maybe could tell about his experience one time. We took him there and he can't deny he felt something. So if you are open-minded, highly recommend you go there and feel the goodness. So what do we feel this time? Amy's column felt as wide as, not as me, smaller, so let's call it a foot and a half diameter. Padre Pio's the one, at least the one, who knows how many he has, but at least the one at the National Center for Padre Pio in Pennsylvania. 3-4 feet in diameter. I know it stands to reason. Wouldn't it be as wide as the two columns of pews? That would make sense. But I'm just telling you what I'm feeling. Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's like, imagine nobody's there right now. And so I'm the only one connecting with that space right now. So the reason I believe why I felt it smaller is because I'm the only one there. So it's like, I'm saying hi, it's saying hi. It's focused in on me and I'm focused in on it. But it's funny, after I got done saying it feels 3-4 feet in diameter, I closed my eyes and reconnected. I felt it immediately like snap wider, as if to say, no, say no, it can be this big too. I think everything that's balanced and feels good has a sense of humor. I think sense of humor is one of our intrinsic things that we come into existence with. I think it's a foundational thing as much as anything else. Sense of humor, I think, is a foundational attribute. So size, results may vary, but from 3-4 feet in diameter to as wide as two little pews in a small chapel. So, wild guess. 22 feet wide. Shape. Well, feels like a column to me when I'm hanging with it. Just feels like it goes up and up and up. Strength. Again, very hard to describe strength when I'm feeling a column. So, if it was condensed inside of me, it would feel like a 9. Balance. Yeah, it's a cemented in column. It's the perfect balance. It's not going anywhere. Lots of rebar reinforced. Not going anywhere. Flow. It's light, so how can you tell the flow of light? You can't. Light flows the fastest, though, doesn't it? Brightness. It's hard to tell because I kept flashing the phone in my face now. But I remember thinking, 40 to 60 watt bulb? That's a good brightness. 8x8 room at night with a 40 to 60 watt bulb in the center at the ceiling. It's going to give you some nice light. It's good. It's not going to be blinding. So 40 to 60 watt bulb. Charge polarity. Some attraction, some positive, negative. Not an overwhelming, needy way. And hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? You want to hang out? Yeah, let's hang out. What do you got? Oh, really? What do you got? Like an exchange is going on. So a light. Nobody's being extra. Everyone's chill. But there is some back and forth going on in a nice way. All right, let's now... Thanks, Padre Pio. Everyone, thank Padre Pio. He's around to help everyone. He is. He's a great guy. And saint. Of course he's a saint. But he's also a great guy. Amy's Land. No, we did Amy's Land. I don't feel tired, but my brain must be tired. I had a little bit of a day today. It ended with a little bit concern for someone, a little emotion for someone. Turned that into something constructive instead and turned it into sending good vibes, because concern alone doesn't do anything. Sending good vibes does something. All right. Having trouble getting to my note. Come on, brains. Don't fail me now. Oh, let's go to the Montana Vortex now and see. Thank you very much, Padre Pio, Saint Pio. Let's now go to the Montana Vortex. First, the Vortex, and then we'll see if we can, the host, the curator, the creator of the Vortex, we'll see if we can connect with that energy spirit as well. First, the Vortex. All right. All right, Montana Vortex. Yeah, the Montana Vortex is strong. What happened is the first time I went to go in, I noticed my energy dipping. Not because of the Vortex. I'm tired. I had a lot going on today. Put snow tires on my car, on Jen's car. Went through some emotional stuff. Yeah, so when I felt the end, that it's just strong. I'm going to go with strength first. 10. Final answer. Vortex is powerful. And I felt my energy dip because I was tired. So with the strength of that and my energy dipped, I got knocked off balance. And then I had to like, all right, can I finish this show? Do I have enough? Not, you know, I could still do stuff for another hour around the house, but this kind of energetical work takes a different kind of energy, takes a different kind of, you got to have certain reserves in you to do it. I have enough to finish out the show, so I can't talk too much extra. So let's get to the point. Size. Felt big. Let's just call it 10 feet. Diameter. Shape. Column. Column, but more, almost more in the shape of a tornado than a straight column, which is interesting. Strength. Again, 10. Balance. I felt the balance of 9 out of 10, felt slightly off balance. Flow, it felt strong. The flow was slow, but with a strength of 10, a flow only has to be slow to move you. So the flow was slow. The brightness, I didn't feel a lot of brightness. I gotta get this phone out of my face. I'd say brightness of 1. Brightness of a one watt bulb, whatever a 1 watt bulb would do in a room. So not a lot of brightness. Charge polarity. When I got tired, I felt it kick me out. Like I merged with it the other day, and everyone was cool, and it was cool when I came upon it the first time around. But when I got a little tired and got a little thrown off, it kicked me out. Like, yeah, good to see you, but if you're going to be acting weird, you got to go. Like, that's what happened. And then I had to regroup and I came back. So the charge polarity is neutral, but if I'm off, it's off. It doesn't want that. It's not. I imagine this, I don't want to say is a less natural vortex. Like Padre Pio's vortex in the one in Pennsylvania, whenever I felt it, it's felt consistent. It always feels the same. The Montana vortex is new to me, and it feels different than it felt the other day. So I imagine there are certain factors that come into play that make a vortex more balanced and sustainable than not. I don't know what goes on in this area. Is there certain more crystals in the Padre Pio area underneath the ground than there are here? Like, is it the spirit who goes out of their way to keep it open that influences it? Well, let's see. Let's find out if the Montana vortex is just a vortex via scientific, energetic things, or if there's a spirit involved. So I'm going to ask, say, hey, connect me to the, if there is a spirit involved in holding the Montana vortex open, creating it, let me connect to that spirit. If I feel nothing, then my hypothesis, my working hypothesis, is it is more of an energetical vortex. And so it wouldn't have all the lightness that I associate with a lightness of spirit. Just a strong, energetic vortex kind of thing. I've experienced a lot of high frequency, high vibration, light, balanced, flowing vortexes that I would say are more spiritual in nature and they're more light. If you can associate the brighter something is with it being more spiritual, I feel that's a good one-to-one comparison, a good representation, apples to apples. So let's find out what's going on with the Montana vortex. Is there a spirit involved? Well, I feel a Sasquatch. There's an evolved Sasquatch or Sasquatch plural holding this thing open. Am I going to feel entity or entities, or am I going to feel more spirits? Are they going to feel the size of me? Are they going to feel as big as my room? Am I going to feel them just kind of everywhere? Are they going to be light? Are they going to be dark? All right. I think you get the point. Right. That wasn't intentional. I was really musing about it. Oh, see, this is where I'd love to team up with a scientist. I don't feel things that I commonly attribute with intelligence, spirit, entities, anything that I would label that kind of thing. I felt like I was a rock. That's exactly what I felt like. So to me, that if I feel that way, and I'm asking to be connected with what is responsible for holding this area, and I'm brought to a rock, and again, I think rocks have spirits in them, just not in the way, that one's a hard, not in the traditional way people think, but everything has intelligence in it. So in that way, so I felt like a rock. And so I'm going to say this area is more scientifically held vortex. Like you could go with instruments and say this area is different than other areas because of this, that, and the other thing. I believe in this area would feel that. I bet you if you went to Padre Pio's place, you'd say, there's nothing going on here. The readings show. But I bet you that the scientific readings at the Montana Vortex show more than the National Center for Padre Pio. All right, let's round out the show. Just enough energy. Got my car says I can drive 5 more miles before I'm out of gas. Let's go visit Norni. Norni's been calling out to Marie. I'm really making a point that, all right, I'm going to be quiet because she's coming in. She's coming in hot. Norni feels exactly the way you want to feel when you're in heaven. First of all, she came in through my crown down into me as light. How much light? 60 to 80 watt bulb. She came in like that. She feels golden, balanced. As her energy came into me and kind of merged with me and populated my body, She feels like she can easily be bigger than my body. She's like hanging out with me, merge with me. So I'm not feeling her bigger than me, but strong, balanced with light. And she flowed in, and she's flowing around. I feel like if I could hear words, I'd be hearing a lot of words. That's the kind of flow that's going through me. It's like an excited but balanced, yeah, flow. So she's golden. I'm hanging out with my Nani for a little while. You know what? I'm going to hang out with my Nani. I'm going to wrap up the show because I want to hang out with my grandmother. Thanks all for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Nani's doing golden. Everyone seems to be doing well. Vortexes are doing well. So I hope you all are doing well. And until next time, everyone, take care. Peace.